This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the DJV Experience, Wednesday, September the 6th, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and a focus on the new situation that I was earlier thinking about, talking about the National Association of Broadcasters having their annual meeting, and the focus in part has been what the radio stations in Houston and in Texas did to help the circumstances that presented themselves. And now the same thing is being said as Florida stations. Matter of fact, I probably ought to talk to my friend John Harper, who runs WMEL, which serves not only the Space Coast, it actually has a signal between all their various ways of getting the signal out that serves the entire East Coast from Jacksonville all the way down, I think, to Boca. You can hear us on WMEL, so... John, if you have a minute, just give us a buzz. What's the preparation like? Maybe you can give us an update on that. But it's pretty easy to see, especially as this is a Category 5 hurricane at the moment. That's nothing. It's gone from a tropical storm. It quickly raced up to a Category 3. Then it lost energy, was down to a Category 2, and now is up to a Category 5.
The strongest one right now on record for the Atlantic area, which...
It's slow moving, and so
it picks up. I mean, that's the problem, is that it just picks up all this extra steam and energy.
Yep. So a state of emergency exists in Florida. I know we're on, from north to south, I guess all together is probably seven or eight stations in Florida that carry this program. Every family has to get ready. This is the message from Houston. You got to have 3 days of water. You got to have 3 days of food.
Per person, for everybody in the house.
People don't think of. You got to have fuel,
animals, medicine,
batteries, and yes, let's get more focus on the animals. Warren Eckstein, the pet expert, was talking to us about that. It is imperative that you have consciousness. These dogs and cats are people too, even though you may. What are you talking about? They're people too. They're members of your family, for God's sakes. Take that seriously. I would not want to be on the Florida Keys, I'll tell you that. I think that's just, talk about a drift.
I think they're doing evacuations today, right?
Yeah.
It's mandatory.
80,000 residents down in Marathon, where this program is heard. Yep. And then
that's the other thing with evacuations. If you have an evacuation order, go. Don't sit there with your house. It's not worth it. I mean, that was one
thing.
This
is a very powerful storm.
Yeah, dealing with the fires. There were people, and by the way, this guy who was probably on something and was trying to protect his loot at his home, he ended up trying to stay during the fires in Los Angeles. He stayed. He was just telling the fire department he didn't need anybody. He was trying to push the fire out with a blanket. I mean, the guy was a real nut. He wouldn't leave his house, and he got caught. And so then all the resources that should be fighting the fire or should be cleaning up after the hurricane are then trying to rescue your butt because you were dumb and didn't want to go when they told you to.
That's exactly what happened with Hurricane Sandy on the Jersey Shore, too. I mean, the Governor Christie said at the time, you know, you're being selfish. You are possibly preventing, you staying in your house is preventing resources from going to someone in a life-threatening emergency.
Yeah.
It's so selfish.
So, Jennifer, let's spend a moment. We've had daily updates on the fires in California. Now, super problems up in Wisconsin. Good dog. Up in Washington, Oregon, with
Montana
fires up there.
Montana has a huge fire going too.
Where?
Montana.
Do they? I didn't know that.
Huge.
I missed that
fire.
One.
Yeah, I mean 15,000 acres or something. I mean, just huge.
Well, so where are we going with all that? Is the fire more contained now? Because it was in literally your father's backyard. the other day.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everything, thankfully, in my dad's area has quieted down. In fact, we had our last, they had the freeway all closed and street closures, and yesterday they opened up the freeway on-ramps, which was great news because it just helps people get around. But I think they're at 75% containment, so I'm not even sure at the moment where the fire is still burning. I'm not seeing much smoke. There's just still a ton of ash in the air. Which, if the last big fire that was in our area, the station fire, was any indication, that's not going to go away anytime soon. It's just ash and smoke, and it smells, I mean, you walk into my dad's house, it smells like a Las Vegas casino. It's just very stinky. But other than that, people are trying to rebuild. I think five structures total were lost, and no one died. There were a few injuries, mostly heat-related, for the fire department, but everybody seemed to make it through okay. So
some of the religionists are saying God is getting us. You hear that from people from time to time. We're paying the price of being Americans or of living extravagant lifestyles or going beyond and above or whatever it is. I think some of that is nonsensical, but I understand how people think that way. And I, one who believes in the spiritual value of all events, there is something going on. I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough nor privy to the inside energy, but I do think there is something going on here. And so what, you know, heeding some message, some warning, it's, I don't know. I think that we all throw it out here, and you see the amount of money and energy and time, the toll these Harvey victims are paying, the price they're paying, and Irma, the same thing, the fires, the damage. I'm just looking up the Montana thing. We got 3 or 4 stations in Montana, and I just sort of missed my radar. I usually get an email from 1 or 2 of the stations every day, a couple times a week, and I didn't see anything. So it escaped my purview. But, yeah, this kind of stuff, and it's so hot everywhere. Hot, it was warm. Well, it's still summertime. So we tend to think in kind of simple terms, okay, Labor Day, beginning of fall. No, fall doesn't start until, what is it?
September 21st.
2 weeks from tomorrow. So it is not fall. And even in the fall, the first month of fall is almost like a summer you get into. Weather doesn't really change appreciably until the middle of October for most people. You get a frost here and there. But there's really kind of weird stuff going on. And something to take note of. I am thinking about little things that people do that bring them together. For example, these diaper drives that have taken place. A lot of radio stations have done that. And not just in Texas, but all around the country. There was a station in St. Louis that got 10,000 diapers to help parents of children in the flood. How much more of that is going to be needed in Florida, and how much more are we willing to give? That's another question. Think about that in terms of your generosity. Americans can be very generous. But there's... Yeah, listen, this time next week, we will have not forgotten about Harvey, but we'll be talking about Irma in the same sort of breath.
Let's hope it's not as severe and not in the same way, but yeah.
I think you can hold that thought, but I think the reality is that Florida is going to get blasted. And then the storm, if it does what it looks like it may do according to the way the jet stream is flowing at the moment, there's nothing to stop in Florida, so it goes across and heads right for New Orleans. It'll slow, you know, but the Gulf is very warm this year. Gulf of Mexico water is in the 80s, and these storms just breed on this warm water. It may even be warmer than that now, because it gets warmer down there, like it does in California, Jennifer. September's the warmest month of the year in California. It's
for the most part.
Miserable.
August, September, it can be pretty hot.
In there. All right, so let's talk about something else that we can help you with. The ladies have been informed about this Tiger Lady defense tool, defense product, if you will. And so I should leave the conversation. It almost seems silly for me to have the conversation. I can tell you how to get it. But I think Victoria and Kara and Jennifer ought to talk about, now that we've seen this thing, what we can do to advise people to help themselves, especially if you're going off to college young woman on your own, mature ladies out. The reality of the time is that you need defenses, and some people use mace and they use other stuff, but this looks like it might be the best designed. It's so lightweight. I'm holding it in my hand now to really destroy anybody else's interest in you besides somebody that you want to have interested in you. So how does this work?
Well, you're holding it in your hand right now, right?
Yes.
So when you squeeze it, what happens? It's not spring-loaded, but it's a little mechanism that you hold in your hand. It goes in between your knuckles, right?
It's like it's called tiger claws for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So when you squeeze it, what happens? I don't have one in front of me yet, so I don't know what it looks like when it actually is squeezed, but...
When you squeeze it... wait a minute, hold on a second. Well, I haven't thought about it.
Has Doug read the instructions first?
I think it's pretty simple, right? You just put it in your hand and squeeze.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, in a manner of speaking, it operates like one of those exercise things that you put in your hand.
Oh, like with those pump things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, Jennifer, how would you approach using this?
Well, I love this.
You were in the conversation. You were the one who had the most... you had more tools than anybody
else. Well, I love this device because, first of all, it comes from a company. It's a family-run business, which is always close to my heart. And it's an idea that was actually developed. The guy who developed this version of Tiger Lady, it was actually originally put together by his dad. And so this is pretty interesting. And it emulates a cat's claw so that you don't feel weaponized when you're out walking around. If you're on a college campus or if you're in a parking lot, maybe you park down the street and you feel a little unsafe. Instead of feeling like you have to carry mace or a taser with you, this is a simple device. You can hold it in your hand, and God forbid, if you need it, you squeeze it and the claws come out and you can scratch your attacker. And if you do have an attacker and you do have to use this product, God forbid, the idea is to have it to feel safe and not to have to use it. It collects DNA, which is amazing in helping identify this with law enforcement.
So Victoria asked me, because she hadn't gotten hers yet, this is kind of like... it is like the grip that you would use if you're exercising your hand. I use that all the time, the grip. But it has these claws that come out between your fingers, and that's what Jennifer just described, how that would be used. So it's a great protective device. You ought to investigate and get one of these things for yourself and or people in your family. Tiger Lady is what it's called. If you use code DJV when you go to tigerlady.com, you get 15% off the price of the Tiger Lady. 15% off, use the code DJV by going to tigerlady.com. That's tigerlady.com. Get the device, use it, have it handy. It's a serious thing. Time for you to take charge of your life and your protection, your well-being. All right. Jennifer, what do we have tonight on television that looks exciting? I think there's some new shows now coming back.
Well, actually, we not any of the new fall shows yet, but there are some shows, and I thought it would be fun to focus on a few that I had not heard of yet. So tonight, if you want something brand new, something we don't talk about too often on the DJV show, on FXX at 10 Eastern, there is a new show. Well, actually, it's a fourth season, but it's premiering tonight. It's called You're the Worst. And from all accounts, it's supposed to be pretty funny. It's about this toxic couple that do this drama, kind of dark comedy type show. Season picks up after Jimmy proposes to Gretchen. So this couple is now moving into an engagement. That's You're the Worst, dark comedy, kind of English style, FXX at 10 Eastern. I'm Sorry is new on True TV, and that's at 10 o'clock as well, 10 Eastern. Sorry, this is a sitcom created... I'm sorry?
Sorry for what?
She's apologizing one last time. I'm getting ready to tell you. Ah. It's starring Savage as a comedy writer, and this is Andrea Savage's story, as a comedy writer and mom dealing with her neuroses. It finishes its first season tonight. Snowfall is new on FX. That's also at 10 Eastern. This is an 80s crime drama that's also wrapping up its first season tonight with a very heated finale.
Yeah. All right. So there's new thing. It's download
to check out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Or you on Netflix. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of that, too. All 21 right. Past the hour, DJV time.
Hey, Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
When you're young, one of the tunes from the Chainsmokers. I don't even like saying the name. I avoid the name of this group because it's so
not
annoying.
A good name.
Dirty. It's just dirty. But they've done something good. These two fellas, Drew Taggart and Alex Paul, have teamed up with Tommy Hilfiger. I never pronounced that right. I think. Do I?
You just did.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to, because these people that run Tommy Hilfiger, Respect the Power of Pop, named the Chainsmokers their latest brand ambassador. I think that's a dumb move on their part. I don't...
Really?
Well, I think that this is off-putting. The name of the group is off-putting, even if their music, music's not bad. I don't find the music bad, but I find the name of the group.
It depends who Tommy Hilfiger is trying to get to, and I think they're trying to get younger people. And I think it's unfortunate that the name is the Chainsmokers with a younger generation, but I honestly don't think anyone who likes them cares. I don't care that the name is the Chainsmokers. I mean, still listen to them.
They're like a hit factory at this point.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what are they doing? What's the connection with Hilfiger? What are they? He's just using them to promote. They're the new spokesperson for that line of clothing.
Yeah. So they release a new video. So they're all decked out in all Tommy Hilfiger the new fall season clothing and flannel shirts and jackets and jeans and things like that. Tommy Hilfiger has always had a connection with whatever was going on with pop culture. He had an urban connection really early on. Like in the 90s, and then he's just sort of stayed pretty much on the pulse of what's happening with music. So music and fashion have always gone along very hand in hand, and so he's just maintained that connection.
All right. So this is nothing new in a sense. It's a part of it. I think
he's skewing younger. That's for sure.
Using groups like this, and that has been the case with the many celebrities. They become spokespeople for products. That's good. It's calculated.
Yeah.
Getting you more business. That's why people advertise. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right,
but
here's
the downside, like you said, though, the downside is he is skewing younger, and the name is not great. Yeah.
Nope. All right, here's a group. I always wondered about this group. When I was playing this kind of music as a jock, Metallica came into the focus in the early 70s, and I always kind of went early, mid-70s, I thought, no, this music can never... How can you call this stuff music? I remember thinking to myself, even though I was playing it on the air. Music it was and music it is, and they're still on the tour.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the lead singer of Metallica fell through a trap door on the stage there when they're performing last night in Amsterdam. The thing is, these groups are all trying to outdo themselves, Victoria and Kara. They're trying to become more of a big show, and they have all of this lighting, and they have all of the...
Yep.
It's almost like it was a movie set or something.
It's and true. So, it backfired. I watched the video of this, and it's they're sort of in a theater in the round situation, so they're in the center of all the fans.
Yeah.
And I can't describe another way, but coffin-sized rectangular holes appear in the stage, and things are supposed to come up. Percussion cubes that are all electronic were supposed to come up, and James Hetfield is singing and doing a guitar solo, and he turns around, and he just falls face first into it, smacks his head on the corner of this hole, and he just laid there for a second, lifeless. I watched the video, and I gasped. I thought he knocked himself out. And it's exactly what you're saying. They're trying too much, and the stage is not that big. And he's like 6'4" or 6'3". He's a big guy. So they're just trying to cram in too much.
Yeah, right. So, and do you need that to be entertained by the music? They're a music act. How about the music? The music taking front center stage, if you will. 28 past the hour here in the DJV Experience.
Heads up, we're going back in time to 1977. Bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas. No. Because here's the deal, my two-belted friends. The answer is rock-solid durability, up to the nanosecond technology and jaw-dropping capability. The trinity of tough. That's why F-Series trucks are the trucks more people count on to do the job than any other brand. And that's why the competition hasn't been number one since 8-Tracks. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Four after the hour now, Wednesday continues on the DJV Experience with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The focus on technology, I was mentioning earlier, National Association of Broadcasters having their annual convention, and the discussion of Alexa came up yesterday with people anthropomorphizing. I like that term. We're becoming, I don't know, it's very frustrating for me, because what's happening, everybody thinks this is cute. Oh, isn't it nice? Oh, Alexa, turn up the heat. Alexa, do this. Alexa, do that. You're giving over control of your life, folks, to a machine. And this thing in my age, maybe.
Yeah,
has a different.
So I think we're split. I feel the road forking right
well,
now.
You can fork it all you want. I think we're getting forked by this stuff that we're all giving our. Nobody has to think about anything anymore. Nobody has to even do physical activity. You just talk into this device, and it does whatever. I think it's going to impact radio, maybe for the better. I don't know. It depends. Listen to WMEL or listen to this state. You can find, you know, that'll be an interesting, when they put all the pieces of this together. Now, on if we, for example, use TuneIn Radio, you can find radio stations from all over the country. iHeart, iTunes, any of these things, you can find a radio station and listen to this program on hundreds of stations. If you can't get it where you're going, you just find another station in that universe. And then, but it requires, the way you do it now, you have to actually think how to do it. Okay, let's see, how do I apply
but
this
But I guess it kind of begs the question, how this. Important is it that you know how
it's
to...
using your brain is
yeah, but what I guess what I mean is that, okay, you're asking Alexa to turn up the heat. How important is it that you yourself go and turn up the heat?
Getting if your
you,
fat butt off the couch and walking
yeah,
over
okay,
to the
okay,
thermostat?
Okay,
and,
I got that. But if you were asking her to do it, then that's something that you don't have to think about, so then you can think about other things that are possibly
it.
More... Okay, well, then you can think about it yourself and go turn it up. But what I'm saying is that it's not necessarily that everyone is sitting on their couch and not doing anything and asking Alexa to do everything. It's that they're asking her to do that so they don't have to and they can focus on things that are maybe more important like work or family or other things.
So here's how I'll relate to that, Kara. I'll send you back to the good old days. When I was growing up, there were plenty of homes that are still heated by coal. The coal would be delivered by a chute into the cellar, into the coal room. And at night before you went to bed, you went down and you shoveled coal into the furnace. There was no thermostat. There was nothing. You wanted to get cooler, you open the window. And that's so it progressed from that to oil heat to gas heat. You set the thermostat. Now these thermostats, you can, you know, call if I'm in California and I want to turn the heat up in my house, I can dial up something on the iPhone and have it connected to my thermostat so that, let's say I'm getting on a plane in California coming back to the East Coast and I want my house to be cold. I can, you know, do that. I've thought it through. But with Alexa, all you have to do is say, don't forget, turn the heat up. That's it. At 8 o'clock or whatever it is. And I don't know. It just.
I guess I don't really see where, how that's a negative or where we're going. Because you just went through the span of time and how technology changes. So, okay, when cavemen were around, they discovered fire. And then we had coal. And then we had these other things. So that's how things progress. And so this is just a further extension of that. So I don't, you know, should we go back to.
I had to use my mind or my body to do something.
Do you wish that you still had to go to your basement to dig up coal so that you could be warm?
Right.
Is that what
shovel
you, is
it
that
into
what,
some sort of a wood,
I'm just, I guess I'm just
burning
confused
fireplace?
To, you know.
Well, I don't think that's bad. I mean, the coal itself isn't good for you, but the exercise is. And what exercise do you get by saying, Alexa, turn up the heat?
Would you prefer to go to an outhouse as well?
I wouldn't, you know, unless it's cold. I use an outhouse all the time.
Of
as a matter of fact, I still have a three-holer back on the backside of the barn.
I don't even want to know what a three-holer is.
I guess I just don't think it is.
No one is putting enough effort into getting off of the couch to turn up the thermostat that it counts as exercise. I'm getting my exercise elsewhere. So even if I say, Alexa, can you turn up the heat? Okay, well, I'm going to the gym later in the day, so that's how I'm going to get my exercise, not walking over to the thermostat.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I get it, and sometimes I think it's bad that technology takes over everything, and eventually I think that we're going to hit a wall and people might get frustrated.
Thank you.
But I don't know that this is the example they're going to get frustrated with.
Let's talk about something else that's hitting the wall. My pal and I have been talking about Bitcoin for quite a long time. Matter of fact, I had an advertiser who came to me a couple, 3 months ago, and we never really have consummated the deal. I don't know whether we will or we won't, to help you understand what Bitcoin is all about in terms of an investment. But if you are into Bitcoin already, you probably know the price of Bitcoin fell pretty sharply the other day after Chinese regulators announced a ban on the organizations there who are raising funds using Bitcoin offerings. And they call them ICOs, which allows startups to raise investment by selling this new cryptocurrency called Bitcoin. I guess it's maybe it isn't exactly the same as Bitcoin. Maybe it's close to it. And then somehow or other, it gets turned into cash. I don't understand. I just hear maybe this is the Alexa. How do we explain to Doug what Bitcoin is or how it's used or why it's popular? I know some people who have invested in Bitcoin, futures, et cetera, et cetera. And they may, I know some people that put like $40 into a share and it's now worth $4,000 a share. And I don't even know what that, what are you doing with it? What are you buying with it? Is it a Chinese play? Is it an Asian play? And do we even begin to understand what it is? That's my question.
Yeah, I mean, it is complicated. I believe it, that Bitcoin began with gamers. It was a currency for video gamers to use.
Oh, really?
I believe
gamers
that's
in what way? How would they use it?
Well, that's how they would. See, the thing about Bitcoin that confuses me, we have when we have currency in any major country, any major currency, it's backed by, you know, gold
right,
bars or something
Bitcoin's
that's
not backed
tangible.
By anybody. Yeah.
Right. It's I'm not sure how its value is rated because I don't think it's actually attached or tied to something that is tangible, right?
No, it isn't. That's it, but yet
do you want to see what Alexa says?
About Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, can you explain what Bitcoin is?
Bitcoin is a digital asset and a payment system created by an unidentified programmer or group of programmers under the name of Satoshi Nakamoto.
That's Japanese.
It. So it's all cleared up now, right?
It's all cleared up.
That figures it right up. So how is, by the way, how is, back to Alexa, how is Alexa different than Siri?
If you it's very similar.
If I went out and got my iPhone, I might do the same thing. Hey, Siri, what's Bitcoin? The only thing I know the answer to. I want to find, as a matter of fact, I was at my brother-in-law's, my sister's house the other night, and he always is playing with his Alexa, and I was grousing about it, so he yells from the corner of the room, "Hey, Alexa, who's Doug Steffen?" And Alexa has my profile.
Wow.
Does
Siri know who you are? Have you tried that?
Yeah, Siri knows who I am, too.
Well, let's see what Siri says about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, okay. Yep.
Hey, Siri, can you explain what Bitcoin is?
Okay, I found this on the web for explain what Bitcoin is.
So she brings up, so instead of Alexa telling you, she
brings up some copy.
Yeah, she brings up Wikipedia, the word Bitcoin, and what it means. Right. It's a new currency created in 2009. Transactions are made with no middlemen, meaning no banks. There are no transaction fees and no need to give your real name. You know, that sounds totally legit.
Oh, yeah. All right. So here I wanted you to try the same experiment with both Siri and Alexa. Ask them about MyPillow. Hey, you've got a headset on, so she can't hear
my Alexa.
Voice.
Can you tell me about MyPillow?
MyPillow Incorporated is a pillow manufacturing company based in Chaska, Minnesota.
That's all she knows. Siri will just bring up the MyPillow website.
Really?
So I guess in a sense, to answer your question, the difference between Alexa and Siri is Alexa knows that there's no screen to show you results, web results, so Alexa will read those things and Siri just directs you.
So I've just proved my point. I'm smarter than Alexa and smarter than Siri because I can tell you from my heart and my head what MyPillow is and so many other things as well. I'm not leaving my life to some machine, some dumb machine. I don't know. Okay, so here we go. The explanation of MyPillow from Doug Steffen. Better than Alexa or Siri. Imagine this is even a race here, but I suppose some people say, all right, so prove it. Prove that you're smarter than they are. Well, I'm smart enough to have my pillows on my bed. How about you? You smart enough to have new my pillows on your bed? The smart play here is to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save 50% on a 4-pack of pillows from MyPillow. Yes, they are made in America, in Minnesota. As a matter of fact, in this fellow's hometown, he got started because he couldn't get a good night's rest. And you've seen, I'm sure, the infomercials on TV and the commercials themselves. from the founder of MyPillow. He has done a superb job not only of manufacturing a quality product, but of getting the word out. And that's why he's so successful. And by the way, the success comes from people going back, not just using MyPillow one time or buying one four-pack of pillows. No. You keep, every time you need a pillow, you remember MyPillow.com, and you go and you order, and you get the pillows, and you put them on your bed, and you get a much better night's rest. That's it. I've got them. Victoria's got them. Kara's got them. Got to get new ones. Time for new ones. Four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. I think that's all we need. Let's see how much better I was than Alexa.
Well, Siri. You certainly explain things better.
MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the 50% off deal.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, Doug and Victoria and Kara in this moment. Do you realize, this is from the Did You Know, Do You Care department, that since the early 1970s, 68 million tons of aluminum cans, that's 3 trillion cans. Can you even imagine how many aluminum cans have been produced? If you put them end to end, they could stretch to the moon 1,000 times.
Wow.
Cans represent 1% of solid material waste in our country. Tons of aluminum. Trillions of cans. And we use them once, like the plastic. Same thing. What can we do?
But aluminum cans get recycled.
To do it better, yeah. Well, plastic can bottles get recycled too if you do it smartly.
Right.
The can bin in the store and the plastic bin in the store. I'm just using that as a way to get people to think about what they need to think about when it comes to these sorts of things. That's the responsible thinking. You just exercised your ability. Hey, hey, Alexa, what do I do with an old tin can? Ask her. We'll see what she says.
Hey, Alexa, what do we do with an old tin can?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, thank you. All right, from Washington State today, Kara, a woman 7 months pregnant with twins, actually this was yesterday, denied service at a restaurant for wearing a crop top. I'm looking, I didn't,
oh,
a crop top is just a... like an upper dress, isn't it?
Are we sure it wasn't just a shirt that didn't fit over her twin belly?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of her. If you want to see the story, you can go to the Cairo website and see it.
What's the temperature like in Washington? If it's hot like it is on the rest of the West Coast, then I don't know if I blame her. I do
Carisha
the same thing.
Gobbin is her name. She went into the Buzz Inn Steakhouse and they threw her out because she was wearing a black crop top T-shirt and a long skirt.
If it's a nice steakhouse, I could see them doing that.
Really? 10 before the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Indiana Jones. I want to make us all feel like Chucker's here, even though he's not today. Indiana Jones.
Indiana.
Indiana wants me. All right, so Victoria, why are we listening to this music?
Well, there's some news about the upcoming Indiana Jones 5, which after Indiana Jones 4, which was The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, a movie that a lot of fans didn't like, especially
like
the end.
I liked them all.
I liked that one okay until the end with the little alien and he hands the skull back. That kind of jumped the shark for me. But Shia LaBeouf's character...
He was a jerk.
He was a total jerk.
Yeah,
and so he, of course, played Indiana Jones' son. Everyone wants to know, is that character going to be featured in Indiana Jones 5? And apparently the director says, absolutely not.
No.
Shia LaBeouf...
Not only did he not come across as likable, but Harrison Ford couldn't stand working with him. And apparently, it's pretty easy. He's very professional, and I'm talking about Harrison Ford. He works well with pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
And he said this kid was drunk when he came to the set. He was he has that reputation of being.
He does.
Where do you get that? Where do you get off working with a guy like Harrison Ford, thinking that you're the most important part?
Right. Well, I think at the time, to be honest, Shia LaBeouf thought that this entire franchise was being handed over to him.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I. think was, if it had been a success, it may have gone that way. So it turns out the director of the next one says that they have a script that they're mostly happy with, so it will be reworked. And now they're just waiting for Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford to get their schedules together so they can start filming.
Yeah.
They said that Shia LaBeouf's character will not be in the film at all. And once again, they're not giving any spoilers, but they're saying that they're going to be searching for some valuable artifact.
Yep, good. Good. All right, we'll pause for a moment, give you some more movie news here. It's 55 past the hour of the DJV show.
All right, welcome to Super Duty Radio. Next up is Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Torque.
Well, Brad, you've called the right show, because the all-new 2017 Ford Super Duty has best-in-class torque. In fact, the 2017 Super Duty is to torque what a St. Bernard is to drool, what a junior prom is to acne.
So what you're saying is it's got a lot of torque?
Glad you're paying attention, Brad. Yes, a lot of torque. In fact, more torque than ever before.
Well, good, because I need a lot of torque. Also a lot of payload and towing capability.
You're awfully needy, Brad, but that's good, because the all-new Super Duty has best-in-class towing and payload. In fact, Super Duty is to towing and payload what a swamp is to bugs, what a
clown is to creepy.
I do the comedy, Brad.
But I was just trying.
This is the next level. This is the all-new 2017 Super Duty. And this is why Ford says we own work.
Best-in-class towing, payload, and torque when properly configured. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds DVW are based on Ford segmentation.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so let's get to some other items here. You were talking about the director from the Book of Henry. What's the latest? Why are we focused on him?
Well, I think his name is Colin Trevorrow or something along those lines, and he was at the helm to direct the next Star Wars movie. There's, like, so many of them coming out that I can't even keep track of all of them, but he was going to do Star Wars Episode 9, and he has just left that because apparently he's having creative differences with Lucasfilm, which seems to be a continuous problem that a lot of people have with Lucasfilm.
Well, Lucas still wants to... Lucasfilm is a Disney entity now. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I think that I'd heard that, but I'm surprised because I feel like, do people like Disney? I feel like Disney no, they don't like them anymore. Okay,
yeah, I'm out of the... very difficult.
Yeah, but right. So I don't think they've gotten a new director to replace him so far, and he did Book of Henry, and I don't know if it has anything to do with it. I know you liked the movie, but it got a lot of really bad reviews. I never saw it. I thought it looked good from the trailer, but yeah, so he's leaving, and it seems like Star Wars is just having a ton of different problems. I know the Han Solo directors, both of them got kicked off after about, I think, 4 months into the project, so I don't know. I imagine most Star Wars movies end up being pretty good, and I think Ron Howard came in to replace both of those directors, and I imagine he'll do a great job. And I think even for Rogue One, which I think the movie, the Episode 9, is going to be the next extension of Rogue One, but that had to do extensive reshoots. So I don't know. I don't know if they're just having trouble getting directors or what. You would think a franchise that big wouldn't have any issues getting someone big, but they seem to be having a bunch of issues.
This is a very competitive time, and movies, you know, Netflix, Amazon, they're all trying to hire the best talent to do the work. I think that's one of the reasons for this, frankly. 59 past the hour here on the...
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.